17th Shir and Shabbos continued, Chav Zayin Tishrei, Tov Shilam, and Zayin, October 21st, 1976, and Thursday continued.
Is the Chal Shabbos, it's my Zaveir, there's the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Cotton Takol and Amid. So in other words, so what do we see from this Gemara? That by Cotton it's my Zaveir, but Cotton is moved of the Shem Rosh and Shem Chet. That's why he's not mechayev to do tshuva when he becomes a Kotel. Because the mechayev of tshuva is the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavr. There's the Roshna Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva. Mitzvah says, Achas Yeshbo, Vehu Sheyosh Yoshuv Achit Imechatoi Refri Adishem Yisvad. So the Mechayev of Tshuva is the Shem Rosh. And the Rambam says, Shenema Yaziv Rosh Edarki. In other words, so the Mechayev of Tshuva is the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavr. So really, Kotel and my Saber it is, but he's moved from the Shem Rosh and the Shem Chet. So, there is one mandoma, so this is what the Rosh means. There is one mandoma who says that Kotne Chonivelis is in best mitzvim afrisei. I mean, his best is mitzvim afrisei. Now, as far as the essay of Echiach, Echiach es HaMisecho is concerned, so he mentioned last time the Raya from the Mishnah in Perikei of Maizasheni, of Halitei Rosh. So the mechayv of Techoche is not the Ma'is Avera, the single act of Avera. But the mechayv is the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavre. So there is a chiyuv of Techoche in order to, through Techoche, to change the status of the Jew, who is a Rosh and Chet, and to make him into Baal Tshuva, to make him into a Tzadik, or Chol HaPochas, to reduce the Shem Rosh, from a Rosh Chomo into a Rosh Kal. But the Mechayim of Techoche is not just the single act of Aver. So Memele, if the potential sinner is someone who is addicted to Aver Chmura, let's say Gazlan, then I'm not Mechuyev to be Mafkishim on the score of Echiach Techiach Esamisech. This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. So we see that insofar as Mitzvah of Echiach Techiach Esamisech is concerned, so the Mechayim of Echiach Techiach Esamisech is not just the Ma'is Avere, but the Shem Rosh and Chete of the Gav. So by Kotten, so even the Mandoma who says Kotten Eichel Neveles Bez Mitzvah Lafrise, it couldn't be Midrais, because what is the Derais of Lafrush and Yisore? Echiach Techiach, the Mechayev of Echiach Techiach is the Shem Rosh and Chete of the Gavre. So when Kotten does an Avere, he doesn't have Shem Rosh and Chete. How could I be Mechuyev Midrais to be Mafrish Kotten of an Avere? Still, there is one mandoma who says Kotnei Chulveiles Bez Mitzvah Lafrisei. So it's not on the basis of the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavre. Kotnei is moved to the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavre. So it's on the basis of the Ma'is Avere. In other words, the Jew does a Ma'is Avere, who wants to do a Ma'is Avere. So I am mechuyev midrabo to be mafreshim, not midraisei. So far as the raisei is concerned, there certainly. No, it does certainly does not apply to Kotten, because the Raisa is Beifash and the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavre. So it's Midrabono. So even the Mandoma who says Kotten Eichon Eveila is Bez Mitzvah Lafrisei. So it's Midrabono. And Midrabono, there is a Chiyuv of Lafrush in Yisure that is based upon the Ma'is Avere, not upon the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavre. So, and even the Mandoma, and we pass them, like the other Mandoma, that Kotten Eichel Neveila is the best Mitzvah Lafrisei. So the Pshat is that there is no Rabbonon vis-a-vis. Masha'im came vis-a-vis Godo. There could be the Rabbonon. There could be the Rabbonon. Even according to that Mandoma. So Mimele, on the basis of the Ma'is Avere. So Mimele, there should be, so to be Misayeahim should be awesome. To Misayeahim should be awesome. Midrabon. So the reason is why the Rosh mentions Kotten Eichel Neveiles, because after all, he doesn't want to mention the Chiyuv Lafrushim Yisure vis-a-vis Godel. Because that Chiyuv Lafrushim Yisure is implicit in the Chiyach Techiach. And the Chiyach Techiach is based upon the Avko Eshem Roshe and Chete of the Gavre. So if he can make him into Baal Tshuva, fine. But if he cannot make him into Baal Tshuva, he cannot accomplish, so then there is no Chiyuv of Chiyach Techiach. But the Rosh says, since there is one Mandoma who says that even Kotten Eichel Neveiles is Mitzvah Lafrisei, so that must be only Midrabonon. And that is certainly not based upon the Shem Rosh and Chet of the Gavre, but upon the Ma'is Avere. So even though we don't pass like Domar vis-a-vis Kotten, but vis-a-vis Godel, everybody will probably agree that there is a chiyuv to be mafrish miyisure. Every single act. So memele, there is a nisa v'rabonon that he shouldn't be misayei. All right. So that's a pshat nosh. V'chi tein medhoche mai rabbi nochi. V'lishai rabbi lifni yivet. V'od iktone ho nechayev lisimone ba'alme. Im hoyo yisroi lo yachayev. Mikol mokei, so in other words, mikol mokei nisa v'rabononik, titanye v'shil epirak in that. That expression in the Rosh is like the Marshos Pshat in Teisves. And how does a Marsho explain the Teisves? I mean, it's against the Rashi Kashe. Monef Shachiv is in Ochri. So how can it be Chayev? So that means it's not in Koton. So he said it. And if you are going to say that, Imo Yisrael Chayev, Mikol Mokim Yisrael Rabon and Nike. So true, there is no Yisrael Rabbonon of Misayed Aveira, but there is another Yisrael Rabbonon. He's mentioning Teisves, that the Rabbonon of Merzik Ishluche, Titania Vishila Pirkin Eis Mizenis Lepne Anochi, Vichotza, Nitole Vyotzo in Skokinle, Umashman Dafti Kisha Anochi Vichot, Avlo Moyemi Bechutz Poshatjolo Lepni Mosa, Vimira Kineis Lam Nas Lehit, Vyesh Lema Ado Chemayre Kisha Chuyif Echal Anochi. Vichay Gavna Lek Yisa, Afil Nira Lek Kineis Lam Nas Lehit, Kim Shina Chuyif Echal Balabayis. So in other words, So as far as the Nisa Bonim Sayyid Avera is concerned, it doesn't apply to Enochi. As far as the other Rabbonim of Tishluche is concerned, it doesn't apply to a case where the Chayfetz is Enochi, then it's not Merzik Tishluch. Then he says, Uvi Ashkenaz Choyisi Meirin Leisa, Av V'Chayfetz Shalim Yitchot. Not like Tezus. In other words, V'Chay Mistava, Kim She'oseru Mishumar Asayim, כהורי יסוב ראשני ישראלי על מנס להיצי, אין לחליק, כהורי אין המקיה של מי אחי. So in other words, ויכול זה הדיקדוק אין נראה לי. And he says, וכי מסתבר. So in other words, he's חלק על תסס. תסס שתהיד, that this תסר that is mentioned in the דיבורת הפיוטס, that you're not allowed to give to a goy, a חיפץ, where the goy is taking it out right now, immediately, from the Rishus Hayachid, into the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. So according to Teisves, it only applies to a case where the Chayfetz is shown in Sfoil. So then it's like Shliches, Lechum. But where the Chayfetz is shown Ochi, so then it's not Merzik Shliches, because the Goy is taking it, not Al the Shliches from the Israel. Because it's his, why shouldn't he take it? It's his Chayfetz, so he takes it. So, but the Rosh is Chayfetz. And the Rosh holds that you're not allowed to give a chayfetz on Shabbos to a goy if the goy immediately takes it outside, if he takes it outside immediately because of marasai. So why? What's the marasai? In other words, because the observer will say the Yisroel told him to do it. It's not that the goy al das nafshe is taking it outside. The Yisroel told him. So it seems it's Mishmarasayim, so the observer doesn't know whether the Chayfetz belongs to Israel or belongs to God. So there's Marasayim. So in other words, so we see there is a machlekel between Teisves and the Rosh. What's the essence of the Isa? According to Teisves, the essence of the Isa is Merzik Shluchei. Merzik doesn't mean Marasayim. Merzik means, in other words, is Yeshliches Humre Le'akum Mirabon. And according to the Rosh, it's not because of Merzik Shluchei, but because of Marasayim. Because an observer will think that the Yisroel told him to do it. So maybe even if the Chayfetz belongs to the Goy, but the observer doesn't necessarily have to know it, so maybe it still was. Alright. So Vashkinas Ruisi Meiru Yisera Bechim Shalach, Bechim Istaba, Kim Shosarum Shimarasayim, Kyore Yisobo Shalaisin Al Nasrahitz, Ein Lechalim, Kyore Yenimakesh Om Yachitz, Vichol Zeadik Bekin Nirli, Dileilam Bishroel Meir, Viafal Gavdi Ki Yisura Dufiyos Kimirshon. So the Teisves Hashem says the same thing, and the Rashba says the same thing. In other words, that here we are dealing with Israel, not with Nochri, not with Israel Mumer, but in Israel. So why do we say Potter Muter? The answer is, he is Eiver and Israel of the Eiver, the Balabais. But it says Muter, it means, insofar as Yisur Shabbos are concerned, there is no Yisur Shabbos. But in Echaname, there is an Isa of Litniyiver. That's a general Isa. Anyway, so we see that there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rosh as to the essence of the Isa of giving a chayfetz to a goy when he's going to take it out to the Rishus Hara. So according to Teisves, it's an iser of Merzik Yishluf, because Yishlechas La'akum Mechumrim Rabbonon, as Agu Yisman, he says. And according to Rosh, it's an iser of Marasayim. So Bemele, according to Teisves, that it's based upon Shlichas Lechumrim, La'akum. So it's also only if the Chayfetz belongs to Israel. But according to Rosh, that it's because of Marasayim, so... it's also even the chayfetz belongs to them. Now, in regard to this aloche, or the Tamir al-Inochi, that from Rashi Tavkuf Nigimu Shabbos, it's mashma. The Tamir al-Inochi is also on the basis of Shlechess. And the Dagoy Smaimel says it explicitly. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Hilchei Shabbos, Simen Reis Samagimu, he says it. So when he discusses the Yisar of Tamir al-Inochi, so because of the Rashi of Kufnim Gimun and Goyis Maimin, so he paskens at La'aloche that it's also to tell a goy to do Aloche on Shabbos because of Yesh Liches La'akum Lechumre Namo. The Yeshua's Yaakov in Simen Reis Amar Gimun and the Chasam Sefer in the Shayos Yitshuves Erechayim Simen Pidalet and also the Beis Meir in Ebenezer, so they achilik on this din, I mean of the Agoyis Maimon. It's not the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's the Agoyis Maimon. And they say that Amir Linochi and Shabbos could not be based upon Shliches Le'akum Lechum. Even if we assume that Yei Shliches Le'akum Lechumre Midrabonon, but it could have no application, Shliches could have no relevance to Shabbos. Why? So the Shuis Yaakov, the Simen Reis Amadimu, and the Bismayer and the Chasam Sefer, they both accept the oneness of the Shuis Yaakov. But he's the first one who really says it. So they say that Shabbos, there couldn't be any Shliches by Shabbos anyway. Now, for example, there is a Aloche that Ein Shliach Livaraveh, but there is a Mandomar in Dushin, Shammai Azokin, he holds that Ein Shliches Livaraveh. So Shammai Azokin says, "Oim el shluchei tzei v'harig is anefesh." If somebody tells the shliach to kill a human being and be horak, so shil chofchai, that's what Shammai Azokin. We don't pass like that because the shliach are there. So how would it be, Gabi Shabbos, if one Jew will tell another Jew to be mechal Shabbos for him? So according to Shammai Azokin, would it be chayev or he would be chayev? Now, so for his mind, we have to say he would be chayev according to Shammai Azokin. Because he says that Yesh Shliches La'akum Mechumre Midrabbonon. So we see that even Davi Shabbos Shliches Ishayach. Only thing is, Ein Shliches La'akum. So Midrabbonon, there is Shliches L'chum. But Yishus Yaakov says, no, that even according to Shammai Azok, that Yesh Shliches L'dvara V'ireh. So it's only, Shammai Azok applies it, let's say, to Mitzich. But Shammai Azokin wouldn't apply it to Shabbos. Why? Because Ritzicha, so the Torah, this is the Hezber that the Yeshua Yaakov mentions. And the Chasam Sefer, in Simen Pidalet, agrees with him, the Bismayah agrees with him. It's a very mistabalik as well. He says that when Yishlicha Shayach, Yishlicha Shayach, let's say Dabe Ritzicha, if we say Yesh Yishlicha, so the Torah asers ritzicha because the Torah is makpid that a human being shouldn't get killed. So it's not an aveira begufe. Now in mitzvahs we have certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs begufe, so there is no shliches. And there are mitzvahs that are not begufe, so there is shliches. Now that's it is a read and the tzeis discusses it. So but really this is a mitzvah that we do. What's the cloud? Where is Ishlicha Shayach and what mitzvah is Ishlicha Shayach and what mitzvah is Ishlicha Snat Shayach? So, for example, let's say in Mila. So, a father is mechuyev to be mal the child. So then, according to many, Ishlicha Shayach. If the father appoints the male as Ishliach, so then the male is mal the child, so the father is mitayel the mitzvah. There are some who say shlichas is not shayach. All right, so for a different reason. But there are gishenim who say that shlichas is shayach by milah. So over there, it's not a chivah should be buffet. The act has to be done. The child has to be nimo. So it's not a chiv should be gufe. Mashein kein mitzvah should be guf. Oh, let's say mizuzah. So if somebody lives in a certain house, he has to be kevaya mizuzah. That's not a mitzvah should be gufe. So the balabais doesn't, the one, the door, the one who lives in the house doesn't have to do it himself. He can appoint a shliach to be kevaya the mizuzah. Mashein kein, let's say the mitzvahs like tefillin, I mean mitzvahs, tzitzes, I mean all the, or achilas matzeh, I mean besides the hanoi element of matzeh, I mean all these mitzvahs that are chivi shebegufe, it's not shayach to say shliches, because it's personal to each and every Jew that he should put on tefillin. So how is a shayach to say shliches on kemeisei? So regabe mizuzeh, so the mitzvah is that there should be a mizuzah on the door. It's not a mitzvah shebigufe. So memele shlichas is shayach, but let's say tefillin, tzitzes, I mean all these mitzvahs are mitzvah shebigufe. So shlichas is not shayach. So memele the Mishnah Yaakov says, just as we have such a concept in mitzvahs, a distinction between mitzvahs that are not personal to the person. It's not a mitzvah that the person bigufe should do. Let's like mizuzah or being mal the child. It's a certain act, so that act can be done al the shliach. Mashein ke, and then the other mitzvahs that are mitzvah should be gufei, so they cannot be done al the shliach. So in averes we also have the same thing. In averes, so let's say ritziche. So the Torah is not makpi. So the pain of the Torah is that the human being shouldn't get killed. So it's not avir shebigufei. So b'meile Shama Azokin says, "Oim al shluch etzei b'haris anefesh," and then the shliach is mikayim the shliches and he kills a human being. So shilch avchay. All right, we pass in shliach avir. So it's another halach. Mashein kein gabe Shabbos. So the Torah is makpi that the gavre begufei should be noch. So the mele, it's not shayach shliches. This is what the Yeshua Yaakov says, and the Chassam Sefer agrees with it. Chassam Sefer agrees. So in other words, so it's like avera begufe, because the Torah gabi Shabbos, the Torah is makpid. The Torah is makpid that the gavre should be noch. So the mele, if he makes a shliach, even according to Shammai Azokin, so the mishalach is not chayev because the mishalach was noch. This is the Yeshua Yaakov. So in other words, so we see that the Agoyis Maimon doesn't agree with that Agoyis Maimon. The Agoyis Maimon holds that Shabbos is also Chil Shabbos is also an Avere in which Shliches is Shayach. But by Akum there is no Shliches for a different reason, because in Shliches LaAkum, but with Rabbanon LeChumre there is Shliches LaAkum. So that's the basis of the Iser of Amir Enochet. Now, Rebbe Ober in Birka Shmuel and Gdushin, so he says the same thing, but in as all the other, Chidushi Teor of Rebbe Ober, they are very obscure, so here is especially obscure. And he expresses the same thought, the same concept, what Yeshua Yaakov says in his own vocabulary, his own lingo. And he says that Shliches is only Shayach where it's a haloche in the heft of the gavre. Ritziche is a halacha in the heft of the gavre, and Shabbos is a halacha in the gavre of the gavre. But this is what it means. Heft of the gavre means it's not an avira shebigufe, and gavre of the gavre means it's avira begufe. So just as there is no shliches in tefillin, in tzitzes, in achilas matzah, because it's personal to each and every Jew. So here too, chil Shabbos the avira is personal avira. That Ritzicha, so the Kpede of the Torah is that he shouldn't get killed. So the Mele is Shayach Shliches. But in Chil Shabbos, so the Kpede of the Torah is that he should be Noch Begufe. Begufe! He should abstain from Melocha. He should be Noch Begufe. There is an essay of Manuach also. I mean, Tishbez. So even in regard to the laser several Sasekomalochal, it's an Avira Shebigufi, the Torah is Makpit, that each and every Jew, Bigufi, should refrain from the Meloche. So how is a Chayach Shliches, even if we say, Yesh Lech Davir, but we see that on that point, there is a Machlaitis. Alright, now. And it appears that this Tesves agrees, this Tesves Dav Gimel agrees with Agos Maimon. Because if it agrees with Agos, I mean that it's based upon Shliches Merzik Shluchei, then we can understand the distinction between Chayfet Shal Yisroel, Chayfet Shal Mochit. But if it is not based upon Shliches, so what is, so the Rosh is right, I mean. So then we have to say it's Marasai. So what difference does it make? Whether it's a Chayfet Shal Yisroel or a Chayfet. Right now, Bar Mahanetlat, Yikshir Abnetam, Ho Yikshir Hoditnam, Bifirik Bar Madriki, Hamechabe Esaleya Mipne She Yisrael, Vim Bishvil Achille She Yisham Pota, Umeikalo Bechille She Yish Bitakon, Vim Keinu Pota Umuta, Deim Lechodomo She Yime Bifne Pukach Nefesh, Vitira Etz Doho Milse Dipshitri, Vole Yitztrech Leil Lishmoya Lashminom, Kinyum Shane Bisomu. So what's Abnetam's Kashi? Here the Gemara says that there is a general rule that whenever the term potter is mentioned, it means potter avalosa, except for three. So there are only three, there are more than three. The Mishneh of Amchabes Aleya, the Achil Sheisham potter. Why is it potter? Because of Kach Nefesh. There it's not potter avalosa, there it's potter umuta. Umeikalo bechile sheyesh besakone, v'im kein hu potter umuta. Dein lechodomo sheimei bifnei pekach nefesh. Vitira etz behom milse li pshitei. Vlo yitzrech le lishmu ela shminon. Ki shane bisomuch. Vlo yitzrech le ela shminon pturet li kovet mais. Mitzod nocho shmai rebit leke sakone. She yuchal li notzeil binyan ach. Elo mishum tzar eshon li rabono. Kem apes mu ose. Vechimu chabar ishper et shnei shvotzim. Mitzod nocho shlav mishum sakone pota. Domeit lo ikrep shimen. Domeloch shetzrik buputo aler. So what's the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam? That when the Shmuel say Kol Ptura di Shabbos Potra Avloseya, where it's mentioned Potra on account of the fact that he doesn't have Itzura Samloch. So whenever let's say that the Tanoim say Potra on the basis of the fact that he does not have the Itzura Samloch, so it means Potra Avloseya, except for three. There are three places where the term potter is mentioned, meaning that it's potter on account of the fact it doesn't have tzoras amloche, and there it means muta. But there are no other exceptions. Mashein came here when it says potter, so it's not potter because the kibu does not have the tzoras amloche of kibu. Of course it has the tzoras amloche of kibu. But why is it potter? Because of the kach nevesh. So then it goes without saying that it means potter or muta. Alright. Now then he says, So Agavucha Tesis discusses something else. I mean, so then, Sod Nochosh, we could say that it's Pota Umuter because of Pikuach Nefesh. No, so he says Sod Nochosh doesn't deal with the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Doesn't deal with the case of Pikuach Nefesh. Mayim Lekasakone, Sheyuchal Vosulinacher, and this is a little strange. I mean, Tesis could very easily dispose of that kashe. It should be Muter because of Pikuach Nefesh. Because not only Choshim are poisonous snakes. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Hoyo Emi Betvilo. So after Nochush Kol Chalik Rei Lo Yafsa. So the Gemara says Lo Yishon Ola Nochush. Aval Akrov Pesik. Why? Because Akrov is Pekach Nefesh. So that means that Nochush has reference to a Nochush in non-poisonous snakes like the garden snakes, you know, that you find them. So they're not poisonous. So we see from that Gemara that you Nochosh Kol Chalik Rei Lo Yafsi, and Akrov is basic. So what does Nochosh mean? A non-poisonous snake. So Tesves could say. I mean, why does Tesves have to say here? V'chein Nochosh Ma'ared Lekesakone Sheyuchal Yosu Min Achir. Tesves could say because we're dealing with the Nochosh that even if he bites, he won't die. It won't be fatal. But it won't be a desirable thing anyway. So Mimele Tzara there is. So when a non-poisonous snake bites you, it's still involves Tzara. But it's not Bikach Nefesh. It's not it's not fatal. But Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus says, Vitzod nochosh, my Rebbe Dolekes HaKonim, Shem Yuchal Linotzeo Binyanachem. Linotzeo Binyanachem, in other words, when there is, because Pikach Nefesh, most Hashem say, is only Tchuya. It's not Utro. So, what's the afkimina between a Nisa that is Tchuya and a Nisa that is Utro? So it appears from Gemara in Psochim, if it's a human, if it's a Nisal is Hutro, so even if it's possible, I'll be atchak to do it without a Nisal, I don't have to do it. So I don't have to be matriach myself. If it's Hutro, it's Hutro. So I don't have to be matriach. Let's say, the Torah was matriach, Meloch HaSichel Nefesh Ayon. So we are allowed, let's say, to cook, to bake, to do everything. Matriach Nefesh Ayon. Suppose you can, with hardship and with tirche, you can have all the foods without cooking. So you are still allowed to cook. Why? Because that's utro. That's not tchuyo. But if eichel nefesh had been tchuyo, so then b'mokim eichel nefesh. So if cooking, baking would be muter on yontev because of a tchiye, because simchas yontev would be deicha. I mean, the Shagasaria discusses whether it's tchuyo or utro, and of course he says that it's utro. But suppose it had been tchuyo, so then the halacha would be that if it's possible, you know, to provide all the food without cooking, then, and have the same simchas yontev, then it wouldn't be allowed. So the nafkimina between tchuyo and hutro is where you can do al detirche, you can accomplish the same purpose, al detirche. So if we say it's hutro, so then you don't have to resort to detirche. If you say it's tchuyo, so you have to resort to all the tirchas in the world, and not to do that maise, but maise. So most rishonim say that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is tchuyo, not utro. So mele, sins is tchuyo. So if there is a possibility, linotzel b'yanachem. Let's say, suppose you see a nochosh, and the nochosh is ready to bite you, but you can start jumping and running. You know, I mean, 5 miles. Yeah, every 10 minutes, so then the nochosh will not catch it. So then you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to avoid the biting by the nochosh. So Taisus, it's a little strange in Taisus. Why does Taisus say v'tzod nochosh ma'ire b'dolekes akone sheyuchal linotzel b'inyanachem? In other words, so since it's only tchuyo, so if there is a way of being matzel yourself, being an acher, so then there is no pikach nefesh. Still, it is still muter to put, let's say, to tie the nochosh or to put a keila on the nochosh after nefesh, because of nochosh is chelugufo, because of psikresh alich, whatever the reason is. Taisus could have said, it's a nochosh mayre, but you like a zakon, like the nochosh in the Mishnah in Broches of voya nochosh or voya nochosh kol chalik. So I don't understand why Taisus has to say v'tzod nochosh mayre v'dolekes akone sheyuchal nosu b'inachia elo mishum tzare shon le rabonon kmoi bimapis mus. So in other words, so why does Taisus say that? We have to say, since here there is no isa that I say altogether. Since here there is no isa, either because of nochosh in tzare l'guf or because of tzikreishe whatever the reason is, let's say, so midrash it's muter, midrabbonon it's osir, not like dog. So then, because of that, so, and it only involves in Israel rabbonon, v'lochashin tzichel gufo. So the chachomim were matir mishim tzar. So Taisus wants to tell us that even let's say, suppose he can save himself from the nochosh by running in such a way that he wouldn't be able to catch his breath. But of course he'll save his life. So there won't be any pikach nefesh. But it will involve tzar if he'll have to be matzel himself by running at such a great speed. So the melee that will involve tzar. So because of that alone, he's allowed to do a melochash in tzrih oligofo and to put a kele on top of the nochash. This is the reason, probably, as to why Taisa says v'tzod nochosh mayre b'lekes hakon, and doesn't say v'tzod nochosh mayre, let's say nochoshim that are not poisonous, when we buy it, it involves a tzar. Because then we wouldn't know that even avoiding the tzar, that mental anguish, you know, of running with great speed, you know, and of course he will not feel relaxed when he runs away from the nochash. So that in itself is an element of substantial tzar. So in order to avoid that, so it's mutar to be able to do a nochash in tzar. This is the reason as to why Tesis. Somebody raised their hand there. What was it? ואביז מחיים וחב רשמי ישבות ליצוב נוח השלב משום סקו לפותר דומי כלי שרב שימן למלוח שצריך לגוב בפותר ואית כושר לבי ואי כהוד איתן יוחרק במאיש רב לזה הפיתה בקבלס ובצליח של פליפו והוא פותר עומד So then there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Now what's Kivelis? There are two pshatim in Kivelis. One pshat is that Kivelis is a certain kind of a pin that women, that some women, used to wear, you know, used to put on their blouse. Another pshat is that kevelis is a certain kind of a tachshit that some women used to put on their heads, on their hair. Whatever it is. Anyway, so Rav Meir says that if a woman goes out into the Rosh Hashanah with a kevelis, she is chayev echados. She chayev echados. Oh. ולא יסייצא אישו במחת הנקובו, ולא יבטבא שיש לו החסן, ולא יביקוליה, ולא יביקבלס, ולא יבזכוך של פלייטן. זכוך של פלייטן is a small flask of balls and oil. And that is a deodorant, but it was worn, so in other words, it's not, you see, today, so when somebody wants to use a deodorant, so he just sprays it. But in those days, so it was worn all the time. And that fulfilled the function of a deodorant. So it's a tachshit. Since it fulfilled the function of a deodorant, and it was worn all the time, so that flask of balsam oil, so is considered a tachshit. So Rav Meir says, Lo yisei se yisho, b'kibeles and b'sleich eshlo pleitin, v'yotso chayev eschatos. Yes, eschatos. So why? So Rashi says, Kosova lav tachshit niyu. The Rav Meir Tenora explains it, because most noshim didn't wear them. Only a few noshim wore them. So the male in those days, I mean, tachshit varies from place to place and from time to time. What is not a tachshit today might be tachshit tomorrow. And what is not a tachshit in one place might be tachshit in another place. So Rav Meir says it's not a tachshit. The chachomim petrim b'kiveles of isleich shel pleiten. Why? Because it is a tachshit. So why? But the chachomim petrim, but it's osir. Why is it osir? Because of a. So the Gemara says the rabbanon sabre tachshitu v'dil meshalf shalfiye umachviye v'ayis la'asuye. But maybe because there is a gzeire that she might take it off in order to show her girlfriends. I mean, what a beautiful tachshit she has. So because of that, it's osir. Now we are making no tachshitim. Why? Because today, so I mean, that's Ishidus Rishenim, I mean, there are more Paschas, they call it. So, because according to the Dinei Gemara, all Tachshitim, except for a few, so most of the Tachshitim, maybe 90% of Tachshitim, cannot be worn on Shabbos with the Rabbah. Even though it's not a Masi, it's a Machshit, because of Exere, Dio Meshalfiyo Machveli. But the Rishenim and the Ramo Paschas, they call it, that's the basis for this setter. So, that this gzeire of Dil Meshalfiyo Machvilei is only Shayach Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal also. So women did not wear Tachshitim, usually. They did not wear Tachshitim, but on Shabbos, on Yom Tev, so some women used to adorn themselves with Tachshitim. So Memela, since the wearing a Tachshit for a woman was an unusual phenomenon, so many women were tempted to take it off when she met her friends, and show it. So in the middle of those examples. But today's women are more accustomed to wearing of tachshitim, so in the middle it's not an unusual phenomenon, so there is no gzeire of dil meshal fi yomachil. Anyway, so the Rabbonon say that it's potter, because it is a tachshit, but also it is. This is the chachom. But then Reb Leza says, but then the Braise says, Reb Leza Peter Bikabelis. Who bitzleich who shaplay v'yuhu pata umuta. This is what Gemara says, that Reb Lezer is chilik on the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, there is a Mr. Rabbanon to go out with the tzleich who shaplay But according to Rabbi Lezer, it's mutar chatchile, and still Rabbi Lezer employs the term peiteya, and there it means mutar. Who put on mutar the price of chesed and awesome Rabbi Lezer in there? Yitzi isha b'kivales lechatchile. So we have besides, so we have more than three exceptions. V'tira tzvi b'shem Rabbi Avrom l'choshiv Shmuel l'pturim ashvim b'mish l'tzor tzvi mishni b'ir. Hat zot nochosh, um mapismus en mishni ibed yes. Um is vorm di gase der gwa meisha. Ay di domer me ye khaye fratos. Um le yu poter avalose. So what's the risk there at Shem Rabba Vron? That in other words, when Shmuel says there are only three exceptions, so that's in the Mishnah, there are only three exceptions. But in the Bible, there are many more. Alright. So is vorm di gase der gwa meisha. Ay di domer me ye khaye fratos. Um le yu poter avalose. Pirush Rabbi Lezer komal Rabbi Meir lidvol chanam lechol ayisia lo yeh lo poter avlos el gezio se shapir. So there is a girse that in that place where Rabbi Lezer says Rabbi Lezer peter mikibeles, so Rabbi Lezer is really addressing himself to the Rabbanon. So he's addressing himself to Rabbi Meir and he says to Rabbi Meir, you Rabbi Meir, you say that he's chayish is chayel zechatos. All right, I hold that he's mutal gamri, but you don't agree with me. You don't agree with me. Why? So there is a basis for not agreeing with what I say that is mutalik amre. What is the basis? Because dil mishalfe umachvele. But lachol apoches, you should be paid there. So this is what Rabbi Lezer says paid there. So in other words, he's not expressing his own view, which is muter. He's expressing the view that Rabbi Meir should say. That Rabbi Meir should say. Even Rabbi Meir, who doesn't agree with him, should say. So he's saying, Rabbi Lezer paid, in other words, he's telling Rabbi Meir, you should be paid there. And so you should be paid there. Paid there also. So it's all right. It's all, you can understand this, why the term potter is used there, because paid there really means paid potter avos. If you say zuas isha. Alright. Hatzot nochosh. Hikshuva alochas deiles. Dishmuel adishmuel. So we already discussed, you know, in Golgotha. Dishmuel adishmuel. The hochas of Hashmuel melochosh in tzrichol gu for potter. כרבשים ומשם צער בגוף שור ולפיר קיר אמרינון בדובר שנסחב מסובר לכרבשים הם במוח שנצריך לגוף ועסובר לכרב יהוד so this is so the דהלוך is דהל is it's a very strong cash they Shmuel himself says here that zot נוחו שמאפיס מוסה יזמות ימאפיס מוסה יזמות and the more and the Gemara in the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin says that the reason is why Tzod Nochosh is Muter is because it's Nochosh in Tzrei Lugufo. So ordinarily Nochosh in Tzrei Lugufo involves in Tzrei Rabonah. But here Mishim Tzare Lugufo, so there is no Tzrei Rabonah in Eve. So that means that Tzod Nochosh and Mapis Mose could only be Muter if we say Nochosh in Tzrei Lugufo is Pot, like Rav Shimon. But Shmuel himself says in Perikiro that in vis-a-vis the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in Kolatir Kule, as to whether Dov Hashem Yischavnu is also on hat, so he passes like Rav Shimon that Dov Hashem Yischavnu is mutar kotel. Vis-a-vis the machlekes between the Rav Shimon and Rav Yude, as to whether Dov Hashem Yischavnu gufo by Shabbos is potter muter, so he passes like Rav Yude that he is chay. So Shmuel passes like a Yude, that Moshe Tzrei Lugufo is chayev. And if it's chayev, so then there couldn't be any dispensation because of Tzare Liguf. So Memele, how can we say that it's poter umuter? It should be chayev. Chayev. It's a very strong kash. V'tiret Rav Netam, Shmuel Koma, Rav Shimon, Yom HaMloch Hashem Tzrei Lugufo poter, Bahanetlat, poter umuter. Moshe Chimchia, Shmuel, so the Rambam says that when Shmuel says that Matis Moses is muter, he doesn't mean a liberty today. According to him, it's muter. According to him, that he passes like Rabbi Yude. So it's chayev. So there is no heter on account of tzar diguf. But he says that according to all those who say Melochosh and Tzchir Lugufo is poter, so this Melochosh and Tzchir Lugufo wouldn't be just poter, would be poter or muter. But Alibadi they, so it's chayim. So it's Osar and Chai. Now, so of course, so we discussed the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Now, the Rambam certainly cannot agree with Amitam Steretz, because the Rambam himself paskens like Shmuel that Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo Yischaye, Dom Hashem Yischav Mizmuter, but Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo Yischaye, then still he paskens Mapis Mose Yismuter. What will the Rambam do with this Gemara, with this discussion? So Reb Chaim says, now, Tesis in Ksuves Davov mentions in the name of the Oruch that one of the rayas of the Oruch, that Sikrei Shel Yichpes Leiz Muter, is the Gemara of Mapis Mose. So we see that Tesis says that according to the Oruch, Mapis Mose is Muter because it's a Sikrei Shel Yichpes Leiz. So then we can ask the same kashi against the Oruch. So why does the Gemara say that the reason as to why Mapis Mose is Muter is because Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is Muter and Bimokim Tzara Di Gufe Techachom Bim Taseh? No, even if we say Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is Chayim, it should be Muter because it's Dom Hashem Mishav. So Rav Chaim gives a very simple teret, because Rav, now there are two separate machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. One is a general machleket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to Nikola Terekule as to what Dom Hashem Mishav is Muter also. And then there is a specific machlekes in Shabbos between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda as to whether Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is chayv upon. So Rav paskens in the general machlekes, Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda that Dom Hashem Mishav is also on Kolat Rekul. In the specific machlekes, Rav paskens like Rav Shimon that Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is potter. Shmuel says just the reverse. In other words, in the general machlekes, he paskens like Rav Shimon. The Dom Hashem Mishav is Muter. In the specific machlekes, he paskens like Rav Yehuda that Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is chayiv. Now most Rishonim pasken that Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is potter. Why do they pask like that? Most Rishonim. And the Dvaruch Hasdeles and Tisves and the Rosh and the Tur and the Mechaber and the Ramol, it's Mashma from the Ramol, so that way that Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is potter. Why do most Rishonim pasken that the Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is potter? Why? Because of this Gemara. Because the Gemara says here that Shmuel's memory and that's Stomed Ishas Kolptur Edishab is potter Avlos Abar Mahanet Lat the potter Umuter Tzedasvi and Tzod Nochosh and Mapis Mose. So this sugya is that Mapis Mose is Muter, and the Gemara Dafkuf Zayin says that Mapis Mose is Muter because Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo. So the Meili it's a raya that the Aloche is Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is potter. But the Rambam and the Oruch, they both passed like Rabbi Yehuda in Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo that is chayiv. But they passed like Rabbi Shimon in the general machlekes. The Dom Hashem Mishav is Muter in Kol HaTerekule. So Mele, Rav is the one, so Rav Chaim says as follows. Rav is the one who says that the reason as to why Mapis Mose is Muter is because Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo is potter. So Mishum Tzara Di Gufe, the Chachomim made a dispensation in regard to that Yisrael Rabbonu of Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo. So Rav is the one who says that Mapis Mose is Muter on the score of Meloch Hashem Tzricha Legufo. Because Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Psikrei Shel Yich Peslei. Because Psikrei Shel Yich Peslei is only Muter. Whether it's also Muter Mide Rabbonon, that's another question, but that's not important. But Psikrei Shel Yich Peslei is Muter Mide Raise only Ali Mide Rav Shimon, who says that in Kol HaTerekule there is a prerequisite of Kavone. And Psikreishe is considered Mishraven. So only Psikreishe de Michale is considered Mishraven. But Psikreishe de Yichpesle is considered Ede Mishraven. So Mimele we can say Mapis Mose is Muter. Potter and Muter. Because if we pass like Rav Shimon, the Dom Hashem Mishraven is Chayim Kol HaTerekule. The Dom Hashem Mishraven is Muter Kol HaTerekule. Is Muter Kol HaTerekule. Mashein Kein Rav. Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda in Kol HaTerekule. The Dom Hashem Mishraven is Oseh in Kol HaTerekule and Chayim in Kol HaTerekule. But by Shabbos he is potter even according to Rav Yehuda. Why? Because of his special Zakos Melechus Machsheves. What does Melechus Machsheves imply? A prerequisite of Yediyah. So when is the element of Yediyah lacking if there is no Psikrei Shalter? So he doesn't know. Let's say he walks on grass. So at the time when he starts walking on grass, he is not Tikreshe. Even though the Tikreshe is special Yichus Lay, the element of Yidi is not lacking. So then, according to Rabbi Yudah, he would be Chayiv HaShabbos too. Now, Matis Moore says it's Tikreshe Lo Yichus Lay. But Rav couldn't explain it on the basis of Tikreshe Lo Yichus Lay. Because Tikreshe Lo Yichus Lay can be Mutter only on the basis of Dorosh and Mishavim. But Rav passes like Rabbi Yudah, Dorosh and Mishavim, Mishavim and Kolat Yerikulay. And by Shabbos, he's only Potter, though it's because of the element of Yidiyah is lacking. So that's only the reason of Tikreshe, but if there is a Tikreshe Lo Yichus Lay, so then he should be Chayev. So Rav is forced to explain it on the basis of Lochash and Tikreshe Lo Gufo. Masheim Kei Shmuel, who passes in the general machlekes, the Dorosh and Mishavim is muter. So even though he passes in the specific machlekes, the Dorosh and Tzrich Lugufo is chayev, he can explain it on the basis of Dorosh and Mishavim. So the Mele Doruch and the Rambam, they passed true, they passed like reviewed in the specific machlekes, Dorosh and Tzrich Lugufo is chayev, but they passed in the general machlekes like Rav Shimon, Dorosh and Mishavim is muter. So Tzrich Lugufo Bisle is also considered in Mishavim. Alright, now ומאפיס מוסי בעת יסנם ומאסס לו פה חי ולעצם אני הולך פותח ואם תאינה היכם מסחי והפסיך הספד עם מוסי ואמרינו לי כמה בפרק חובייס כל פסח שנעוסו להכניס ולהיצע הנה פסח so in order to be considered בינה או מקי בפטיש there are two sheets as to what מלוכה is involved in מאפיס מוסי so according to one sheet the Meloche Meloche is Binyan because it makes a Pesach and the other Meloche at the other Shiteh it's Makir Pach so in order to be higher there must be a Pesach that is also Lachnes Leitz and if it's not also Lachnes Leitz in a Pesach V'tir Atzam Netam the high name also Lachnes Avir U'Lehitz Leitz alright now Teisves in Ksuves Davov says that Mafis Mose is a Psikreish Eloich Pesach and he mentions that this is one of the riots of the Oruch, and then he said that it's Muter, and then he refutes the Oruch Shite. He says it's no riot, maybe it's Osa, Midrabonos. But he should tell the book, the Chachomim or Matas. So Rabbi Kveiger, in Ksuves, Tavok, asks a Kashi against the Israelis. He says, how can the Israelis say that Mapis Mose is a Psychration of Yichpes? When do we apply the concept of Psychration of Yichpes? That is, if Bimtzias is not Mishavim. If Bimtzias is not Mishavim. But, there is a Psikresh. There is a Psikresh. So then we can apply the concept of Psikresh. Let's say, someone wants to eat, and he is in a garden, there is grass. So he's washing his hands over the grass. He's not Mishavim to promote the growth of the grass. But it's a Psikresh. So then we say, if it's his own garden, he wants the grass, the growth of the grass to be promoted, but if it's somebody else's garden, he doesn't care. So the middle of the situation, so it's muta. So there is not mischav mamish. There is no actual kavanah. Does he actually have the kavanah to promote the growth of grass? He doesn't even think about it. He wants to wash his hands. He wants to eat. So there we can apply the principle of Psikresh Lichpes. But in the case of Mapis Mose, so what do you mean Mapis Mose? Let's say someone has an abscess, or he has an ulcer on his goof, and then he squeezes out the pus from the abscess. So, and then he thereby forms a cavity, a pesach, that is Lahachni Sulehitz, So Memele, when he squeezes out the pus, what is he mishavim to do? To squeeze out the pus? So in other words, so there is kavone mamish. But it's a melachah shel guf, because he's not interested in if asis lo pesach, then it's a melachah shel guf. But if the purpose is just to take out, to get rid of the pus, so he's not interested in the pesach per se. So that makes it in Lochash and Tzirel Gufo. But how can you call it in a Mishav? Here is Mishav Mamesh. And Rabbi Kveiger considers that as a very strong kash, as it's all involved. Mitzvahs, davar. But it really doesn't present any kashya. I mean, we see the Teisves and the Rosh, they all say that one of the rayas of the Rosh, especially if it's Mutter, is Mapis Bos. So, Estu is kashya, but here is Mishal Mamesh. So the answer is as follows. If the Melochet consisted in squeezing out pus, if squeezing out pus had been one of the Amtes Melochet, then it would be Mishal Mamesh. Then it would be Mishal Mamesh. But there is no melacha of squeezing out pus. There is melacha's binyan. What is binyan? The making of a pesach. In other words, something that serves as an outlet and as an inlet. So there, the making of a pesach. So that is binyan. So the melacha consists in making a pesach. That fulfills the function of an outlet and an inlet. So that is the melacha. So when would it be considered mamish mischaving if he is mischaving to make it a pesach of that is also lahachnis laitzi? But if he's mischaving just to squeeze out pus, and mimele there is a pesach that fulfills the function of an outlet and an inlet. So he's not mischaving mamish, but it's a psychic. He is mischaving to squeeze out pus. And the same thing about Tzotzvi. You'll say Tzotzvi that Amtriga's Kashi is even stronger. No, but it's not a Kashi, even Tzotzvi. Because over there, what does he do? As the Rambam says, he puts a Kelo. Perik Yud Milcha Shabbos Halacha Chofei Rimosim Hamaziki Ki Nechoshim Vakhobi V'chayei Tzimeh Afal Pi She'eno Mimisi Afal Pi She'eno Mimisi. In other words, the Loshna Rambam is a little strange, but it's not in Negeas, because in regard to the Mishnah in Broches Afal Lo Yenochosh Kol Chalikvei Eino Peisei. So the Gemara says Lo Yishono Lenochosh Avol Akrof Peisei. So that means that Akrof has the connotation of a poisonous snake, akrof peisik. Here the Rambam says, "Rimosim amazikim ki nechoshim va'akrovim v'chayitz ben afal pisheinu mamisi." So the answer is that loshen chachomim lechut, loshen gemara lechut, loshen Rambam lechut. So in other words, in the gemara loshen, so akrov has the connotation of a poisonous snake, but in the Rambam uses akrov, akrov akrabim also in respect to non-poisonous. So you see, so it's the same thing. The Rambam was bothered by the same kashya as Teisves. Why do we have to say because of Lachshon Tzachil Guf or Psikreshel Yichpes? Because of Pekach Nefesh. So Teisves says that it has reference to a case where Efshali Notzil Mishachosom Beinachet. By running, you know, without catching the breath, I mean, so. But the Rambam says, "Avol pishenu mamisi." So the Gemara has reference to a case where it's not a poisonous snake. Hoyu v'neishcho. So there is sa when it bites. There is sa. Muta lotzi leisam mishabes. Rihu she ischaven li notzil mishachosam. Keitzato heise. Keife kli aleihem. Oy makiv aleihem. Oy keishchon kidei shelo yaziko. Now here you can ask. So when he puts a kele to restrain it, so that's mamish kavone. For the Melacha Seide, what does Seide mean? Seide means apprehending an animal. I mean restraining an animal. That's by definition. That's Seide by definition. So here, the Kamkiriyas Kashi is even stronger. But we can answer Kamkiriyas Kashi even in regard to Nechoshim Vakravi. Because what is Seide? Seide means, let's say, when you capture something. When you apprehend an animal or a fish, permanently. But if, let's say, you will apprehend an animal only temporarily, it will not involve in lechas seidem in reisim. It will not involve in lechas seidem in reisim. Let's say, suppose you have a certain mechanism in the doors that when you close the door, So the door closes for 1 hour. And after an hour, it will open up again by itself. Now suppose you have a tzvi in the house, and the door is open, and then you shut the door. So you thereby apprehend the tzvi. But there is such a mechanism. It's an electrical door, and when you close it, so it will remain closed only for an hour, for 2 hours. And after an hour, 2 hours, it will reopen by itself. So the one who closes the door will not be chayav b'chatos on the score of tzvi. Why? Because that closing of the door, in view of the fact that it's going to open by itself after an hour, so that closing of the door did not constitute a permanent restraining of the tzvi. So memeile, it's not tzvi. When is it tzvi midraise? It could be tzvi midrabolon, but midraise tzvi is when you capture an animal and you thereby restrain it permanently. Restrain it permanently. Of course, if you put, let's say, a bird in a cage, so you also are able, you are in a position, let's say, after half an hour to open up the cage. So, but that is mechus amayse. But by itself, without doing anything, without opening it up, so memele, you did an act, that kind of an act, whereby you restrain the bird permanently. Mashenkin, if you close the door and there is such a mechanism that by itself it will open again, so memele, it's not a permanent restraining or apprehension of the animal. So memele, it's not tzedem midraise. So now here, let's say he sees from far, he sees an akov, and he's afraid the akov will bite him, will come over close to him and will bite him. So he takes a kele and he drops it on the akov, and that covers the akov. So is he having to restrain this akov permanently? He doesn't care. Half an hour later, when he'll be all gone from this area, he doesn't care. Let the akov creep out from beneath the kele. So in other words, so he is not mischaving. He is not mischaving to do the act, the mechas seidim in the reis. He is mischaving only to restrain it temporarily. And many times, if you do put the kele, so many times, after a few moments, the akov might manage, you know, to creep out, but it will protect him, because it will take a few minutes for the akov to creep out from the kele. So his kavone is not, so even if it happens that the akov does become restrained permanently, let's say, if he did it in such a way that the akov mamish cannot creep out, but he was not mischaving to restrain it permanently. That wasn't his concern. He doesn't care if it will not be restrained permanently. He just wants to get rid of the akov for the few minutes until he runs away, until he escapes from this area. So memele, there is no actual kavone. There is no actual kavone. So, but it's a psikhaishe. Let's say that he throws the kele in such a way on the akov that it will be impossible for the akov to creep out. So it's a psikhaishe. But he's not mischav mamish. There is no actual kavone. So memele, but it's a psikhaishe. So that's why it's mut. Now, but what is Rabbi Kveya's kashi? So why, I mean, Rabbi Kveya didn't understand this. Rabbi Kveya certainly understood this. But Rabbi Kveya apparently assumed that in order to be considered mischav mamish, so it's not necessary that he should have kavone to the tzuras hamelochi. As long as one is mischaving to that maise that results in a certain tzure, so it's considered mischav mamish. When is it considered in mischaving? When he's not even mischaving to the maise that results in a certain tzureh. Let's say when I walk on grass on Shabbos. So what is the maise? The maise is teilich nakar. I'm not mischaving to do that maise. I'm mischaving to make footsteps on the karki. So that's considered in mischaving. Mashenk in here, when he squeezes out the pus from the abscess, from the ulcer. So, two is not mischaving to establish, to form a pesach, an outlet and an inlet there in the abscess. But he's mischaven just to squeeze out. But how is an outlet and an inlet formed? As a result of the squeezing out of the pus. So he's mischaven to do the maise, but he's not mischaven to the tsure of the melach. So apparently Rabbi Gevayer assumed that Dovashim, when is it considered Dovashim is having, and then we have to consider it from the point of view psikreishe, when there is no kavone for the mice. Let's say when you pour water over your hands, and then if the water spills on the grass, and that promotes the growth of the grass. So there is no kavone of the mice's ring. Mashenkin here, he is mechaving to tie the tzvi or the nochosh, to drop a kele on the tzvi or on the nochosh, the akrob, or let's say to squeeze out the pus. So he's mischaving to the maise, the same maise that results in the meloche. But he's not mischaving to the result, he's not mischaving to the tzura of the meloche. Is that considered a mischaving, and we have to consider it from the point of view of psikreishe, or it's considered mischaving mamish? So Rav Gregor assumed that mischaving means only that you have to mischaving to the maise, not that you have to be mischaving to the result. But so we see from the interesting Sunday, it's not that way. That even when he's mischaving to that maise that constitutes the maise avere, but he's not mischaving to the result, so mamish is considered a mischaving. So too, he's mischaving to squeeze out the pus. He's mischaving to drop the keila on the nochel d'akov. But he's not mischaving to the tzuras amloche. The tzuras amloche consists in making the pesach that he also achnes la'itzi. He's not mischaving that there should be such a pesach that he also achnes la'itzi. He's not mischaving that the nochel d'akov should be restrained permanently. So mele, he's mischaving to the maise, but he's not mischaving to the result, to the tzure. To the tzuras amloche, to the tzuras elisya. So it's considered any mischav. But, psikhaish. So we say psikhaish. Now the Bisalevi, the first chelik, the first simen, where it discusses klayim, the bikeyanim, the bikekune. So the Bisalevi raises that question, whether mischavi means, in order to be mischavi mamish, so it means that he has to be mischavi to the tzuras elisya also, or if he's mischaving to the maise, that by itself results in a certain tzuras eiseya, it's considered mischaving mamish. And he says that on that question there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tisves in Beitzet Achlan Beitz. I mentioned several times that the more in Beitzet. So Rav says, Hai midurte, milmailo limate shore, milmato limailos, Achlan Beitz, olam idimu, meido olam idimu in Beitzet. So Hai midurte, milmato milmailo limato shore, milmato limailo asya. What does milmato mean? Let's say on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a hesed, you're allowed to make to use fuel. So suppose you want to prepare the logs of wood that will be used in the hesed in making the fire. So you put one log of wood. So then you put another log of wood, then you put a third log of wood, then you put a fourth log of wood. So it's also in the Avodah. Why? Because it's in the Avodah Vinyan. How do you build a house? You put one row of stones of bricks, and then you put another row of bricks on top of the first one, then a third row of bricks on top of the second one, and so on. So when you put one log of wood, then a second log of wood, then a third log of wood, so no matter what, Milo, it's not going to be it. But no matter what, suppose first he puts one log of wood and he holds it Ravya in his hand. Then he puts another one beneath it. And then a third one until he reaches the ground, the floor. So that's Mita. Then it's not Melzik in the air. Let's say you want to lay out the eggs. So to put one layer of eggs on the floor, then a second layer on top of it, so it's Melzik in the air. But if you hold the eggs first like this, and then you put another layer of egg beneath it, so then it's Mita. This is what Rav says, the Flamen Gimon Beit. So Rashi says there, Rav says, because Rav Mishitose in Perikiro, he says that the halach is like Rav Yudet over Shem Yishav Mizos. Mashim came, who passed, like Reb Shimon, the over Shem Yishav Mizmuter, so even Milmato and Milo, you're allowed to lay out the logs of wood, or the eggs. See what Rashi says? Tei says, they are based on Flamen Gimon Yishav. And he says, no, the Rav's memory can accord even with Rav Shimon. It's true that Rav himself passed like a leader of Rav Shimon. But this memory is consistent even with Rav Shimon. Because when does Rav Shimon say, Dov Hashem Mischaven? Dov Hashem Mischaven is muter when he's not mischaven to do the maise. Mashiachin here, he's not mischaven to have an edifice. He's not concerned with having an edifice. He only wants that it should be conveniently placed for so that it could be used in making a fire. So he has to arrange it in a certain way. But he's not interested in the appearance of an edifice, of a vineyard, of a structure. So he says, but he's mischaven to do the maise. When he puts down the first log of wood on the floor, he's mischaven to put the first log of wood on the floor. And then when he puts another log of wood, so he's mischaven to put the other one on top of the first one, and the third one on top of the second one, and so on. So in other words, he's mischaven to do the maise, so he's not mischaven to have an edifice, to have a structure, something that should have the appearance of a binyan. But he's mischaven to do the maise. So the Bishalevi says, that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi shiti is that in order to be considered mischaven, it's not enough that he's mischaven to the maise that results in a certain aver, but he has to be mischaven to the tzura soisa, to the tzura samloche. The tzura samloche consists in having the appearance of an edifice, a structure, a binyan, and he's not mischaven that it should have that appearance of an edifice. Some may consider it mischaven, but the tzura shiti is no. As long as he's mischaven to do the maise that results in Isa, even though he's not mischaven to the result, to the tzure, so that results from it. So it's considered mischaven. Now, so the question is this. So the question is, now, the Rambam in Hilchos Yomteh, now in order to answer Rav Gevira's kasha against Tzivos in Ksuvos Davo, so we have to say that the reason is why the Rambam considers psychological nichtes as dovashim mischav. I mean, the reason is why the Rambam considers mapis mose as psychological nichtes as dovashim mischav is because the Rambam agrees with Rashi Shita that by mapis mose or by sod nochosh v'yakov, so he's mischav to the maise, but he's not mischav into the tzuras amloch. When he drops the keli on the akov, he's mischaven to that maise that results in the apprehension and in the restraining, in the permanent restraining of the nochosh Yaakov. But he's not mischaven to the tzuras amloche. The tzuras amloche consists in a permanent restraint. He has no kavanah. He's not concerned about it. All he's concerned that the akov should be out of his way for the next 10 minutes until he'll be gone from that area. So the melee, but he's mischaven to do the maise, and still the Rambam considers that the dovash is mischaven. So we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi, according to the Beis Halei. But let's see how the Rambam, whether the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi or the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Tesis. Now, if the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi, so then the Rambam should say that Midurtei even no matter or Milo is Muta, because the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Mischaven is Muta. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Yomteh, Halacha Yidalet, says as follows. Hoese midura biyonte kishuere chesoeitsi in mania ze al ze achi yaz di ramaroche mit ne shenire kibene vi afal pishu bien are osa oi eloi sheifi choeitsi biyogu voyere bishin keitzat mania chitz le mayo mania chachatachto ve achatachto achi magyelo. So he agrees with Tesis, and the Bishalimi says that Tesis shiti is that as long as you're mischaven to do the maise that results in a certain tzure, even though he's not mischaven, he doesn't aim at a particular tzure, the tzure of the meloche, it's considered mischaven mamish. It's a mamish. So how can mapis mose be considered a mischaven? And how can sod nochosh v'akrov be considered a mischaven? Now, the Ago Ismaili says, Rashi kosa pecholei lo heter, v'shem nikaim lehem, v'kirabshim hem v'dobashi mischaven. So it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Rishite. So according to the Rishite, Mapis Mose, so Rav Gevira is right. So we have to say that the Rambam holds that he agrees with he generally agrees with Rashi that even where he's mischaven to do the maise that results in a certain tzuras amloche, as long as he's not mischaven to that specific tzuras, he's considered a mischaven. But the reason is why the Rambam passes this aloche, even though he passes like a pshimem, because the Rambam holds, inasmuch as here we are dealing with the nisa rabbonim of binyan, what kind of a rabbonim binyan? Of merzek binyan. So what does it mean? So the nisa rabbonim does not consist in making, doing something that looks like an edifice. When the Chachomim assert binyan arep, the Chachomim assert any sort of act that resembles building, the process of building. So Mimele, that's the Yisra Rabbonon. The Yisra Rabbonon of what? So he says, in other words, V'afalpi mipnei shenira kibeinu. So in other words, so it's also on the score of merze kibeinu. So what is the merze kibeinu? It's here the merze is not an inyan of marasayim. In other words, because it bears an analogy to the process of building. How does one build? He puts one row of bricks on the ground, then he puts another row of bricks, and then a third row of bricks, and so on. So the Mele, the Chachomim answered this kind of an act, where you put one row on top of the other. So the Chachomim didn't answer the fact that it has the appearance of an edifice. You could say that it doesn't even have, the result doesn't even look like an edifice. I mean, when you lay out eggs, does it look like an edifice? Cholapoch has logs of wood, all right. But when you lay out eggs, one layer of eggs on top of the other, does it look like an edifice? All right, you could say yes, but I can see it. Anyway, so Mimele, the Shittes Rambam is that here with the Chachomim Aser, a certain kind of an act, because it's nira kibeine, it's merze kibeine, so they assert the act itself, not the appearance of an edifice. So mimele is mischav mamesh, mashen kein, where it's a question of binyan midraise. So then the Torah assert it because it has a tzura of the binyan. What's the tzura of the binyan consists in having a Pesach that is also a hachnis lehetzi. So if it's not mischaving to be machlis emeitzi, so mimele it's not considered to be mischaving to the tzuras amloche. So mimele if it's not mischaving to the tzuras amloche, so mimele is dovashim mischaving, but it's a psikreishe. So we say it's a psikreishe lich.
Shabbos Yud Ches, Shir Yud Ches, and Shabbos Beis Cheshvan Hei Tov Shilam and Zion, October 26, 1976, on Tuesday.
Tura de Osir with the Chiyuv Chatos. Tura de Osir with the Chiyuv Chatos. Mashe Pio Sherashi. Dakshiras Kochoshi. So according, so we have three pshot here. With Tura de Osir with the Chiyuv Chatos. The sheet of the Rashi, the sheet of the Ramban, and the sheet of the Rivo, which is the same as the sheet of the Rabbeisof of Rashi. The sheet of Rashi is that Tura de Osir with the Chiyuv Chatos has reference to Akiras. The sheet of the Ramban is Turos Lechil Chatos has reference to Anoches. And the sheet of the Rivon, the Rabbis of Avashi, is that it has reference to Chil Fishuris. Sometimes it's coupled with Akiras, sometimes it's coupled with Anoches. So Mashi Pirsha Rashi, the Akiras Kahoshi, the Inin Vira Viri. Chode, the Akira Beloit, so ye in well till to bow. Very bad role in the Chil Chatos. In other words, so according to Rashi, so in the case where the Oni stretches out an empty hand into the bais, into the Rishus Hayochid, and then the Balabais puts an object in the Oni's hand, and then the Oni pulls back his hand. So when the Balabais, who does the Akira here? The Balabais, when he puts an object into the Oni's empty hand. So what does he do? So that the Balabais does a milochem, the Rabbah. The Oni, when he pulls back, is so he makes a chiluk rishuis and the amoche. So he doesn't do a milochem, the Rabbah, just a misa, the Rabbah. But the Balabais does a milochem, the Rabbah. even though he what did he do? It doesn't even have the semblance of Yitzhoyim Meshus Leshus. In other words, when there is Chiluf Meshus, so then it has the Cholapoch has the semblance of Meitzim Meshus Leshus. Mashenkin, when the Balabais puts an object in the on his hand, in the Bais itself, it doesn't even have a semblance of Yitzhoyim Meshus Leshus. All right, so it's just something happened on because of Yitzhoyim. But why should it be considered as to be a melochem rabban? That's the discussion. All right. Boy, do you feel shakuntres? Kochoshim v'balabai is gimul mitzies ve'achnos achas. Ulioni gimul achnoses v'itzoy achas. So according to us pshat, that only the rabbanon d'akires are accounted. So there is no parallelism of structure in the different bodies, because the first the Mishnah says Yitzias Hashabes Shtayim Shinarba Bifnim, and how does Rashi explain Shtayim Shinarba Bifnim? Two the Raises plus two the Rabbonons for the one who stands Bifnim for the Malabais, Ushtayim Shinarba Bechut, two the Raises plus two the Rabbonons for the one who stands Bechut for the one. Now, So what does so that means that we can expect that there should be a certain parallelism. In other words, just as the two derises, so we have achnose and itzoye for on the part of the one who stands between the balabais, and achnose and itzoye on the part of the one who stands bechutz the oni. So memele here too in respect to. To the Rabbonons, Yitzias Hashabo Shtayim Shein Arba, to the Raises, plus to the Rabbonons, for the one who stands with me, the Balabais. Now, what are the two Rabbonons? The two Rabbonons are Akires, Hanoches, and not counted. So that means that in order to have parallelism of structure in the Mishneh, so just as the two Raises, just as we have two derises on the part of the Balabais, so we should have two derabonons that also with the Chiyuv Chatos on the part of the Balabais. But according to Rashi's Pshat, so only Akiras are counted. So then we have Gimul Yitzies Ve'achnose Achas Li Balabais. So the Balabais, for the one who stands with me, so we have Gimul Yitzies and Achnos Achas, and it's not like the derises. The derises, so we have one Achnose and one Itzoy. Mashein Kein. Here we don't have one Achnose and one Itzoy. So there is no parallelism. Ve'ed lechoshiv talte liftu dioni beachas udoshe beachas ki lechoshiv chiyuv edreish uforish rivo diosel yechiyuv chatos. There is perfect parallelism in the structure of the Mishnah. Now we have four bobes in the Mishnah. So the first bobe is explanatory of the two derises. Poshet ha'oni es yodi lifnim. V'nosan sich yodi shebo ha'bayis. Oy shenot ha'misei ha'veitzi. Oni chayim bo ha'bayis potah. So the first bobe is explanatory of the shtayim derises for the one who stands b'chutz. The second bobe is explanatory of the two derises for the one who stands with me. Now, then let's see the third bob. Poshat oni es yodi lifni. V'notal balabais miseichu. Notal balabais miseichu. So he stretches out his hand, the oni, with me. So he makes chiluf mishuets, and the balabais takes it from him. So the balabais makes anoche. So we have in the first situation, the third bobe, we have a chiluk rishuyes or machnose, then the second situation, or you should know something, say, he stretches out, the only stretches out an empty hand, and the balabais puts it in his, the object in his hand, and then the only pulls back. So what is it? So we have the first situation is expressive of a chiluk rishuyes of achnose, and the second situation is expressive of the chiluk rishuyes of itzoye, and both are done by whom? By the only. So there is perfect parallelism. You see, the third bobe, then the fourth bobe, poshet balabayis es yode lechutz, v'not alone in seicho. So that's a chiluk rishuyes. The chiluk rishuyes on the part of the balabayis, abalabayis, and of itzoye, and then the second situation, oishenosan liseicho. In other words, the balabayis stretches out an empty hand, and then the oni puts something into it, an object into it, and then the balabayis pulls his hand back into the bayis, pulls the hand back into the bayis, so it's achnose. So again, we have one shvus of chiluk rishuyes of achnose, and one of itzoye, and the part of whom? And the part of balabayis. So there is perfect parallelism, you see. Masha'inkne kong to Rashi. So there is no parallelism in the structure of the Mishnah. Alright, this is the same kashe is raised, mentioned by the Balamoya. And in other words, the Balamoya also explains it the way the Rivo and the Rabbeis of Rashi. Alright. Now, one thing, there is one difficulty in the Rivo's Pshat. Like this, the reverse pshat seems the most reasonable pshat. I mean, because, after all, if the one who does chiluk rishuyes, so then it conforms more to the pattern of itzoye meshus leshus than the one who just makes an akire without chiluk rishuyes, or the one who makes just anoche without chiluk rishuyes. But there is one kashi that is raised against the reverse pshat. So that means that chiluk rishuyes by itself is awesome. And it's even more chamur than akira by itself without chiluk rishuyes, than anoche by itself without chiluk rishuyes. Now, so the chiluk rishuyes in the Mishneh is in one situation it is coupled with akira, and the other situation it's coupled with anoche. Let's say the third book, poshet oni es yodu lifni. You know, talk about the seichel. So the oni makes an akira of, he makes a chiluk rishuyes. Of achnos, the second situation should also say chol leitzi. So then the oni makes a chiluk rishuyes of itzot. But in the first situation, the chiluk rishuyes on the part of the oni is coupled with akire. In the second situation, the third bove, the chiluk rishuyes is coupled with anoche. So in other words, so that's not important whether it's akire that is coupled or anoche. Is the chiluk rishuyes that is important. So Mele, one should say that suppose someone will make a chiluk rishuyes without either akir or anoche, just chiluk rishuyes, it should also be awesome. Because we see that in the first situation, so the chiluk rishuyes is coupled with akir. In the second situation, the chiluk rishuyes is coupled with anoche. So both situations constitute an isad rabbonon that is also the chiluk hatos. So the important thing is the chiluk rishuyes, not akira, not anoche. So Mele, one would say that even if you have the chiluk rishuyes without either akira or anoche, it should also be osa. But we see from the gemore, that gemore base abaye, shikar yom shalodo, enu kishus rabbi, enu kishus ayochi, kishus rabbi, medam yodidon, kishus ayochi, medam yodidon abaye. Boy, Abaye Yod Shodom Aush the Osiki Kamlas. Mikon Sur Abon Latu, but we got Mele. So it's Rabbi. So in other words, if somebody stretches out his hands in the Vishus Ayochid, he stretches out his hand with an object in his hand into the Vishus Rabbi, so there's Rabbi in the Gemore whether he's allowed to pull it back. Pull it back. So there's Abaye in the Gemore. And then the Gemore says, that's a blue kintes. And the Gemore says, kam ich hasheich auch am bedien mich hasheich so there is no knas and I mean mich mit bedien there is no knas because he didn't do anything that is also mich hasheich there is a knas so he's not allowed to pull it back. So the whole shaila is whether he's allowed to pull it back is on the basis of the possibility either that it's harmless or because of a special class. But according to the Bivok, that the essential is the most fundamental is the Rabbanon Shabbos, is that the Rabbanon of Chiluf Rishuyeh. So Mimele, without this special halacha that Yodish Alodo has a din of Karmeles, or without recourse to any knas, he should not be allowed to pull back his hand. Because if I have, let's say, an orange in my hand, and I stand in the Rishus Hayochi, and I stretch out my hand into the Rishus Harabi. So where is the apple? Where is it? It's in the Rishus Harabi. Then when I pull it back, I am achlim Rishus. So it should be also without recourse to any knas. So Bishleim, according to Rashi and the Ramban, there is no kashe. Because Chiluf Rishus by itself is nothing. Only Akira is Oser, Anochi is Oser. But according to Rivor, we see that the Chiluf Rishus element is the most fundamental Iser. So Memele, why does the Gemara have to resort to Knas, to special Takonei, as in the Carmelites? Because Chiluf Rishus is not allowed to pull back. So we see from this Gemara, even though Mr. Asvore, we wouldn't say it, that Chiluf Rishus by itself, uncoupled with either Akira or Anoche, is not even Mosan Rabban. It's not even Mosan Rabban. But why? Because after all, what the Yitzoyim Midraise has three elements. It has Akira, it has Anoche, and it has Chiluf Rishus. So Mimele, if there is a Chiluf Rishus, so in other words, there is no Yitzoyim. There is no Yitzoy that without these three elements. So the Chachomim Aser, part of the Meloche, but they did not Aser Chiluf Rishuyeh uncoupled with either Akira or Anoche. Then they didn't Aser. And as long as they didn't Aser it all together. But when it is coupled with one of the elements, when the Chiluf Rishuyeh is coupled with one of the elements of or Ovitzoy, Akira, or Anoche, then it becomes a Meloch and Rabbah. But Chiluf Rishuyeh by itself is not in Mosa. That's why the Gemara raises a question as to whether on the basis of Knas, or on the basis of a special Takone, of that it has a need of a Carmelis, maybe he's not allowed to pull it back. But if not for a special Knas, or a special Takone, it has a need of a Carmelis, so then there would be no easier of pulling it back, because it's a Chiluf Rishuyeh, when he pulls it back, so it's a Chiluf Rishuyeh is uncoupled with either Akira or Anoche. And you cannot say it is coupled with Akira, because in order that there should be an Akira, it must be Akira from Mimokinoch. If he's not Akira from Mimokinoch now, when he stretches out his hand, his little parents, into the Rishus Harabim, so the parents are not Noch in any place, they're not Noch in the Rishus Harabim, because the goof is in the Rishus Hayochi, and it's not Noch in the Rishus Hayochi, because the Peiras happens to occupy space in the Rishus Harabi. So when he pulls it back, there is no Akira. Akira, by definition, means Eike Meloch and Noch. Since the hand that has Peiras, so is not Noch in the Rishus Harabi. So Memele, when he pulls it back, there is just a Chiluf Rishuyeh by itself, uncoupled with Akira Anoche, so that's not Osa. But the sheet of the Rivor and the Rabbis of Rashi is that when it is coupled with either Akira or Anoche, then it becomes a Meloch Rabbah. Alright. Shneim Tur. Voli Sav de Meloch and Dinaya Eli Koya Masnis. Shara Reishin Shneim Tur and Dani Poshe Yosef Lutnim Kopo Eli Kam. Elo Koya Amai Dikoma Ptura Dios Ebu Yechi Yufchatos Kochoshi Al Chatois Lesbu אלו שני הם פטורים כדיתונים מס ניסן ועמי ויסב דמלוכם בן איה. So the question is why is he potter ולפוריך שישחי ומישי ויסבור את ילדי השני שנעשה הנוכה וגמר המלוכה ויסבור את ילדי השני שעושה הנוכה וגמר המלוכה ישחי ומישי אלא השני כפוריך she is chayav mishal yodin mamloch. So we already explained it previously. That even though Tesis explains the Gemara, Tumah Lasot Hilchatos,